This is URN.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. So now we have a story about the length of sleep that one should be having.
Yes, so as students, I think napping is a very big part of our life. But first of all, are naps good for your health? So according to the founder of the Insomnia Clinic, regular napping is not a good idea for your health because it messes with your main sleep schedule. Like when you eat, if you have a snack, then you won't be as hungry for your actual meal. But they say that occasional napping isn't too bad as long as you do it in the right way. But it depends how long you nap for. So the perfect nap should be 20 to 25 minutes long. If you sleep for 45 minutes or so, you'll wake up feeling worse because you'll be in too deep sleep. And if you sleep for an hour and a half or so, you'll wake up feeling refreshed, but you might not sleep so well into the night. And then they say that you should take a nap in the afternoon, but before 4 p.m. So I'm not a napper. I've napped like once in my life. Well, since I've been at university. And I'm wondering what you think of napping.
Yeah, but I don't nap either. I've had two naps in the year, as in like since September. I just can't really do it. I feel like if I'm napping, I need to be in my pyjamas, blinds shut, teeth cleaned. I need to feel like I'm going to sleep, and that's the only way I can have a nap. I can't just like lay down and, oh, I accidentally just fell asleep for 2 hours. Can't do that. I don't understand how people do it. But I feel like people are sort of thinking a bit too much into sleep. I understand this is their job.
I agree with that.
But if you want to have a nap, if you're absolutely tired and, you know, you've got a lecture in an hour and you're like, I need to just shut my eyes and relax for a second. If you go past the magic 25 minutes, oh, well, you know, like, I don't feel like anything bad's going to happen. But I do find it interesting. And if people look at it, I'm sure there is a lot of, like, chemical in the brain that I'm sure are actually really interesting. But I'm just like, if you want to have a nap.
Well, so I feel like there's a new sleep thing about every, like, 6 months. There's a new, like, do this. Like, because I read an article about 6 months ago that was, like, sleep for 90-minute cycles and then...
That's just ridiculous.
Like, it's just ridiculous.
Like, wake up after 90 minutes?
No. So it's like if you're going to nap, sleep for, like, 45 minutes, then 90 minutes. But now this is saying don't sleep for 45 minutes. So it's just...
Oh, yeah. For a nap. I thought you meant that too, throughout the night. No, just wake yourself up and then...
Yeah. So I'm like a really, really grouchy morning person. Like my dad, when I get home, my dad, when he wakes me up annoying, like, brings me a cup of tea because he's so scared of me. But like, I'm not really nice to my boyfriend. I always like push him out of bed because he's annoying. But like, I feel like... Yeah, I don't know, I just think, like you say, like, sleep, is it really that important? As long as you're getting enough sleep.
Yeah. I've heard that you're not even meant to nap because it confuses your body. And apparently, you sleep... So if you lose... Say you go on a night out and you lose a certain amount of sleep during that night, you actually can't make it up during the day.
That's what someone said to me. Yeah, you can't, like, bank sleep and then... But I'm not sure I agree with that.
I don't think I do either.
I think if you've got, say, 4 hours sleep one night, you then have, like, 12 hours sleep the next night... Surely, you've then got seven or whatever that must be.
I think I read, I can't remember exactly, but I think I read a study or something somewhere that shows that people that are tired, if you let them sleep in, so like, you know, often people sleep in at the weekend, that it doesn't make any difference to how much sleep you're getting, how tired you're feeling, than if you just continue to get up at your regular time.
I do, on a night out, I will still get up about 8 a.m., like, regardless. And I feel like, that's annoying, though, because I do feel really, really tired, and I'm like, why didn't my body just sleep until 10? So I had like 2 hours extra sleep, and I feel like I would be more awake by then, but I just can't.
But I wouldn't nap that. No, I'd make myself stay awake until it was time to go to sleep, because it does mess with your sleep cycle.
So no, I have a terrible sleep cycle, so I can't comment. Like, yeah, I'm such a uni student.
I know. I know
people that can't go home after like every lecture and nap, and I'm like, but how do you sleep at night if you're sleeping every day as well?
It's not a very like productive way of life. Like, as a uni student, we have such a like varying timetable that we can just like take naps, but it's not conducive to a working lifestyle where you're doing what, like, a 9-to-5. And you have to train yourself that actually, like, you sleep, you wake up, and then you do your day's work and come back home and then go back to sleep. And I think naps are a bit of a luxury, but you can't become reliant on them, because in the world of work, it's just not feasible.
We might go out more, but when you're at school, you're up at 7 or earlier every morning, and we were perfectly fine then. So what's changed?
I used to nap when I got home from school and then, like, get upstairs and, like, do something for like 2 hours.
I'm sure you were fine. Like, I feel like I need like at least 8 hours sleep, to be honest. I'm such a sleeper, and I really can't stay up until like 3 a.m. And they're like, oh, yeah. I accidentally stayed up till 3 a.m. last night watching Netflix or something. I can't do that because in my head, as soon as it hits even like 11, I'm like, okay, this is now.
Literally the same. Yeah. I used to have, okay, if I went, particularly when I was at school, if I went to bed after 10:30, that would be the danger zone. Now if I sleep after 11, I'm always going to be grumpy. I need to sleep.
11?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously if I go out, I don't, I'm not like, right, an hour, I'm out. But like on a usual casual night in when I'm not doing anything, I just need to be asleep.
I also find the earlier I go to sleep, the earlier I wake up, and I'm most productive in the morning. Like, I like to be up, I like to be doing things, otherwise I feel like I've just wasted the whole day.
I love a lion.
I love a lion, but I'm not productive unless I'm up.
I like to be up at 8, working by 9, and then like...
See, I wish I was like that, but I'm just awful.
I'd love to have to train my body to wake up at 5 a.m. Apparently, like, all of the, like, major CEOs... do like
Yeah, they say waking up at 5 a.m. is meant to be so good for you. And like, I do like being up early. I feel like you can be a lot more productive, but...
If I do feel like just a good working lifestyle is...
Yeah. But if you're up at 5 a.m, what time must you need to go to bed?
Yeah.
Like, has anyone heard of the Nappuccino? It's my favourite new thing.
Okay.
So basically, if you're going on a night out, I have to do this quite often because I get really tired. If you have a cappuccino or a coffee and then straight away you go to sleep, like, you have to be able to get sleep straight away, and then for like half an hour... And then you wake up again. I think it's half an hour. The point you wake up is when the coffee starts to hit. So you've had a nap, and then the coffee hits.
No way! I'm going to do that tonight.
It's so good.
Does it work?
Yeah, it actually works.
So caffeine doesn't
quite hard
heat
to sleep.
Straight away.
No, it doesn't heat straight away. You might have to look up the amount of time it takes to hit you. The only thing is that I get stressed out because I'm like, oh my god, I have to sleep within this like.
Yeah, then I can't get to sleep.
Yeah, then
I'm
normally
like, I don't go. I don't, you know, have a coffee after like 4 p.m. in case I can't get to sleep. Then in my head, I actually feel like is caffeine even just a placebo effect anyway.
I think
don't know
so
if
a bit.
It really has an effect on me, so maybe I should
give it a go.
Try that tonight.
Nappuccino. I'm telling you.
Other coffees are available.
Like sleep in general.
Natte.
That's going to be my beverage choice.
Yeah.
No, I feel like sleep in general, you're either tired or not. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I feel like if you need a nap, you can nap. If you don't, you don't. Like, my housemate, like, went to her lecture day, had like 4 hours sleep the night before because she just couldn't get to sleep, and then came back and napped 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you know what? If she feels better after that, I think that's fine. Like, especially, like you say, when you're at uni, like, does it matter? Like.